Today I'm talking with Karen Morrison, founder and executive director of Odyssey World International Education Services, a Black-led nonprofit that has built a network of community partnerships to support refugee and immigrant families. Today we're discussing the ways that homeless and BIPOC communities in Southwest Washington are coordinating efforts to build hope, healing, and connecting communities with care. Karen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Sarah. It is my pleasure to share about Odyssey World International Education Services with your listeners.
Could you tell us about the relationship building that AWI is doing right now as we're facing another winter of pandemic?
Absolutely. I am just thrilled to speak on behalf of Odyssey World International Education Services, better known as AWI's. And we have been at this work for 17 years. But during the pandemic, we've seen the most amazing groups of people, both large and smaller nonprofits, come together to come up with viable solutions to help the houseless people in our community. And what we're seeing is that many times we may have an idea of what works for houseless people, but we've left them out of the equation. So we've stopped the one size fits all, and we go more for the individual approach. And that has worked a win-win situation for all parties concerned. Now, with the pandemic comes some serious life-saving ideas that we have been able to utilize to not only save our houseless, but also let them know that they get to be part of what is happening. And we have come out there, Odyssey is a boots to the ground. So we've never sheltered in place, but we've gone out there and gone into the tents and taken the reports and taken them back to those reports back to national organizations like the NAACP Vancouver, like LULAC, the YWCA, One America. So this is so helpful when you're a nonprofit to join with national nonprofit organizations to come together to meet the needs of our local community. And that's how we've done it, with great community connections.
So one thing that sounds really unique and important in the work that AWI does is that it's coordinated community effort. It's not someone from outside telling people what to do, but it's really community-driven actions and solutions. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what that looks like in terms of our houseless community in Clark County and Vancouver?
Well, what we have used is the same methodology that we've been using for 17 years. And we use the CARE model, which the C stands for community outreach, the A stands for advocacy and awareness, the R stands for resource and referral, and the E stands for education and events. And using all those dynamics together, we've been able to help in all the arenas that affect the houseless. And we've expanded it onto the school systems, to the legal systems. We use the same model because it works. When we're able to go out and look at one story at a time, and we assist them to help themselves. So we don't go in and take care of your whole problems, because we don't have the capability to do that. We listen to the people going through whatever the challenge is, and we work with them to come up with solutions that work. And the beauty about Odyssey World International is that we don't have a certain time that we help you. We will help you year after year and until you reach the goal that you have for yourself. So we marry life skills education with academic education, and we see how that fits in your everyday life. And so by joining with other agencies, and if we can't find a referral for you, we will find someone who can help you. And that's been wonderful, with community connections by people who actually live in the community we serve. Because a lot of times we'll see people that live somewhere else, Seattle or Tacoma, and they'll try to make decisions and they don't know our community. I think it's extremely important for us to be serving in the community in which we live. And that's made a world of difference, especially in a time like this, because we all know that rules without a relationship will always lead to rebellion. It's hard to listen to someone who doesn't come out, who doesn't come to serve or help or deal with your situation. So that's what's been the win-win. And it will continue to be that when we have relationship with the one-on-one and also with the other agencies that are there to serve in our community.
It seems like there's a lot of trust building that happens with the care model that you're talking about, and that trust lasts over a lifetime in terms of people feeling cared for, but also healing from traumas that have really helped create some of the obstacles that, you know, institutions perpetuate. So it's really amazing to hear that you can, you know, use that grassroots collection of people together to build this stronger community assets. You showed me once the community asset map that is often shared in the Houseless Community, the pocket guide to tips and resources for the streets of Vancouver. Can you think of other examples of ways that the partnerships that Always helped create has built that kind of like social connection among people to help one another?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday and Saturday for the last several years, Odyssey World International has joined up with Rehot Soup Vancouver. And what we do is we serve the houseless with amazing food that we provide for them, along with any PPE equipment that they need. And what they saw with that was many people at the beginning of the pandemic, they sheltered in place. But we decided that it was worth sacrificing our own lives to care for those who had nowhere to go. Many places were shut down. So we really had a chance to show them that they were valuable by us coming out and making our own masks, making our own hand sanitizer, coming out and serving them and letting them know it is worth it. You are worth it. You are valuable. We will come out. And yes, when they saw that, they begin to know who we were. So, of course, when they see you time after time, every Wednesday, every Saturday at 4:30, you begin to build a trust relationship. And what you do with that is, as you know, Sarah, you've gone out with me. And once they see your face and you're bringing somebody else in and they begin a relationship with them, they know that, hey, they can be trusted. If they come here with the vaccine and they're with you, we can take that vaccine because they're trusted. We become friends. And it only works when that is happening, where you connect one-on-one. They get to see you consistently and they know that you come with a good reputation. And that means a world of difference in small places like this, where people know that you're known by your reputation as people that care. And then they see it in the next steps that you make. We don't care from you from our home. We care for you up close and personal.
I really appreciate the sustainability of the work that you and the community partners do, because, you know, every Wednesday and Saturday to have that level of commitment with connecting with people and providing them with essential needs, resources that they need, is, you know, a real significant human connection that we need lots more of in our communities today. Are there other things that you'd like to share about the work that Always doing and how people can get involved and support the work?
Absolutely. We have a website that I welcome all your listeners to go to, and that's www.odyssey world.org. Or you can call me at 360-326-8565. I would love for your listeners to get involved and see what it takes, because we cannot do this work alone. We are connecting communities with care. We have an upcoming Christmas toy giveaway project that is unique. It's like no others. And we're partnering with Seeds of Greatness Ministries, along with Dandelion Tea and a few downtown associations. This Christmas, it's called My Brown and Black is Beautiful. And it is to reach the youth that are brown or black, with toys and books and things that are positive to empower them to know that, yes, we might live in a community that doesn't always recognize the beauty that lies within our skin color, but we want them to know that we do. And other people want them to know that they make a difference, that the beauty in their skin is beautiful, and that they are valued and they're respected and appreciated. So to be able to give toys out this year that reflect the skin colors of the people that live here is an amazing, it's a first time event ever. So I encourage your listeners that want to come and give to this toy drive. Our delivery place is at the Dandelion Tea House in downtown Vancouver. If you want more information, please call me directly or call Odyssey World Office, and we'll guide you and give you places that you can drop off the toys or any donations so that we can purchase these items just to make everybody in our community feel valued. And it's extremely important that we do that with everyone all the time, that everybody has a place and a space. You know, Sarah, they used to say that, oh, the world is just one big melting pot, black and white. But we beg to differ. At Odyssey World International Education Services, we see it as a beautiful mosaic. Every piece has its value. And we want the world to start changing that dialogue that has not worked so far and recognize that everybody has the right to feel safe and significant. So at Odyssey, that's what we try to do, but we cannot do this work without you. So if you're a listener who wants to get involved with upcoming events, I ask that you please call 360-326-8565. Everybody has something to give, and everybody's welcome to the table.
Karen, thank you so much for being with us today, and especially for the work that you do at AWI, helping to build safe, inclusive, and compassionate communities where our Vancouver community are able to feel empowered to create equitable opportunities for themselves and others.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.